What makes your skin crawl? No matter how absurd, I want to know.
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or possums?
I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. You send me your fear.
I'm just so weirded out about the texture and how they can just move around and flop.
And then I go to the experts to learn how to overcome them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
So my biggest fear is there's going to be snakes in the toilet.
We're all afraid of that one strange thing. I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new short 10-minute podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. We unpack where these fears come from.
A rat climbed into my toilet.
And learn how to manage them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Well, Rocket can. It is a football Friday, and it's hour number two of the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Now joining us, play-by-play, NFL on CBS. Andrew Catalan does a great job. He'll be on the call for a game I hope we get in this weekend in Detroit between the Cleveland Browns and the Buffalo Bills. And Andrew's kind enough to join us right now. Andrew, how you been?
Hey, Zach. Good to talk to you, man. I'm great. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. So I went to school at Temple with Deion Dawkins and Tyler Medikevich. So I've been seeing their pictures from their house in Buffalo, both their homes. I don't know how the heck the Bills are going to get to Detroit with all that snow.
Yeah, it's quite a storm. It's funny. I was in Buffalo for an hour yesterday. I landed around 3 o'clock, and then at 4 o'clock they moved the game, and immediately our crew got in a car and drove to Detroit. We had to get out of Dodge as quickly as we could. So they're getting pounded there with the snow. It's amazing. I mean, I went to Syracuse, so I've seen snow. And I know Buffalo people are used to that, but this is something now. So, yeah, I mean, I know the Bills met virtually today. They did not go to their facility, and they're hoping to be able to get out of town tomorrow afternoon and fly to Detroit. But I think right now everything is just kind of, you know, hour by hour as they figure out how they're going to dig out of this storm. I think it'll happen. I mean, I'm not concerned about them not figuring it out. I think worst case, the GM, Brandon Bean, said maybe if they had to go Sunday morning, they could. But, you know, I think that's everything's targeting for a 1 o'clock kick on Sunday here in Detroit.
Yeah, how about the logistics behind the scenes? I was reading up that you guys had some interesting travel rerouting. What was it, Amanda and then also James Lofton that were flying from what? It was San Diego, then they had a connecting flight in Detroit to then get to Buffalo, then had to go drive to Detroit?
Yeah, unfortunately for them, they landed in Detroit, and then if we had gotten the news maybe 20 minutes later, they could have just stayed in Detroit, so they had to circle back around. And hey, look, these are little things. We're all happy to do the game, but it's crazy. I mean, I really thought yesterday afternoon, early in the afternoon, they were going to figure out a way to play this game on Sunday in Buffalo. And clearly things flipped, and it's all for safety concerns, and they don't want to dedicate resources to people who might need it to, you know, clean out the stadium or get the roads around the stadium ready. So, you know, safety always comes first, and yeah, we're going to remember this weekend for a while. I think that I know that, but we're all excited to get it going here in Detroit.
I know the resources is why they moved this game. It's not because Buffalo doesn't have a roof on their stadium, but that has become a big debate. How will you guys handle that on Sunday? Because I am not a fan if the Bills, whenever they build this new stadium, and it looks like they're not going to put a roof on it if they do elect to alter that.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine going to Buffalo
stupid
for a game and having a roof on top. I mean, I'm old school. I like the cold weather games. I couldn't have been more excited to have this game in Buffalo Sunday. I was ready to roll. You know, it's like old school backyard football. I think people love seeing that. And certainly you're going to get some incredible scenes if you have an open air stadium. So, you know, again, it has nothing to do with this weekend, but I'm glad that their plan is to not have a dome because I like seeing the cold weather games.
But you have a big platform. I think you got to kind of lead that charge and try to shut up everyone that's trying to put a roof on the new stadium this weekend. That responsibility's on you, Andrew Catalan.
I'm happy to take it on. Old school guy. Bring it on.
So what is the vibe? I don't know how much have you guys been Zooming with the Bills now in these production meetings, because the last 2 weeks they lose that game to the Jets, and then we know what happened last week in one of the craziest games I've ever seen in a loss against Minnesota.
Yeah, we haven't met with them yet this week. We're scheduled to do that tomorrow. But you're right, this is a big game for Buffalo, and it's been a crazy week. I mean, you know, Wednesday they had a bunch of guys sick, so they had to adjust their practice. They didn't have enough guys to practice. Then yesterday the game gets moved. They're trying to get some guys back from the illness, do an extra walkthrough. Today, didn't practice. They met virtually. Tomorrow, they're going to have to dig out to fly out. So, you know, it's been a week where, you know, not routine, that's for sure. And this is a team that needs to win this game. I mean, they, you know, the last two games, they've had chances, as we know. You mentioned it, the Minnesota game they definitely should have won. This team's got to come back and beat a Browns team that's very capable. I mean, I know they got pounded by the Dolphins last week, but if Nick Chubb gets hot, he's a very dangerous running back, as we all know. I think Brissett can make some plays in the pass game. Look, people are going to think that the Bills are, you know, rightfully favored in this game, but I don't think Cleveland is as bad as their 3-6 record. So it's a big game for Buffalo, and they need to bounce back on a short week coming up because they play Thanksgiving against the Lions.
How big is the concern level for you with the Bills?
Not very big. I still think they're a really talented team. I think the big thing now is it'll be tougher for them to get the one seed and get home field advantage for the playoffs, which I think would have been a massive deal for them in January. But that's not to say that this team, if they get in the playoffs, which I think they will, can't go on the road. They already won at Kansas City this year. I think they can win at Tennessee or wherever it may be. I think that the odds of them getting to the Super Bowl go down a little bit if they're not the one seed, but they're still capable of getting there. I think they're really talented. They've been banged up. I mean, Micah Hyde's a big loss, but Jordan Poyer hasn't played much. They're hoping to have him back on Sunday. He's listed as questionable. I know, you know, Bills, you know, they want to make excuses, but yeah, you know, they've been banged up. They've had a tough part of their schedule. I still believe in this team and the culture that Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott have developed.
Andrew Catalan here with us. He will be on the call, Bills and Browns, hopefully on Sunday at 1 o'clock on CBS. When it gets to the Deshaun Watson situation, he was allowed to start practicing again this week. We know the suspension is just about wrapping up. How much of a story is that when you guys have this unfold on Sunday with the broadcast?
Yeah, I think the interesting thing this week is how they divvied up the reps to get Brissett ready to play against Buffalo, but also wanting Watson to get reps with the first team because they've already said that he's going to start in a couple weeks in Houston, of all places. So they were very tight-lipped about that. They didn't say how they broke it down. But as Kevin Stefanski said, there's really no playbook for this. I mean, what do they turn to look on history of how to get a guy ready who's been suspended for 11 games? So, you know, working him back into practice, making sure he feels comfortable with the first team while also keeping the focus on this week's game, I think it's a tough spot for their coaching staff. They said they've had a plan since day one. They didn't want to share it. We haven't met with them yet, but that was what they said, you know, to the media in Cleveland this week. So I think that's an interesting part of this, this team that's hoping that they can get hot in December with Watson as their QB.
What do you think the crowd's going to be like on Sunday?
I don't know. That's fascinating. I mean, Bills fans and Browns fans, but Bills fans especially, you know, they turn out, you know, when I do Bills games on the road, it's like half the stadium. So, you know, as a road game now, I mean, a technically neutral site, I guess, but, you know, can they get from Buffalo to Detroit? Now, I made the drive yesterday. It was about 5 hours, but can some of these people who live in Buffalo get out of town to do that? I don't know. And it's a lot closer to Cleveland. Cleveland's only about 2.5 hours from Detroit. So I would think that the Browns fans can get in their car and easily drive. In fact, the team is not even flying to Detroit. They're taking a bus. So it's not that far away from Cleveland. Bills fans, I know, travel. I don't know. It's going to be weird. Certainly it's not going to be the scene we were hoping for on Sunday in Buffalo, where it would have been wild to see those pictures. I have no idea what to expect. It's going to be very unique.
Yeah, and unfortunately, like, we're kind of used to some buildings being empty from how games are broadcasted in 2020 and then slowly getting back to normal in 2021. How does that change you as a broadcaster? I know you still try to have the same energy, but when you don't have a packed crowd, how does that alter things for you guys?
Yeah, you know, not much. I think I still have the same excitement level and just try to bring the energy no matter what the atmosphere is. I think painting the scene of what it's like is important. I mean, for those watching at home, and we know there'll be a lot of people in Western New York who are snowed in watching the game, they want to know what it sounds like, what it feels like. So I think showing and describing that scene is important. But in terms of if it's a flat crowd, I mean, I've done games when there's not a lot of people in the building. I've done college basketball games in empty gyms. I mean, I just think that, you know, I've gotten used to that. I'm not too worried about that, other than just making sure I do a good job of painting the picture of what's going on.
Andrew Catalan here with us. I want to go to the Kansas City Chiefs. This is wide open this year. Mahomes was looking like the MVP. How much pressure do you think is on them? Because a few years ago when they got that first Super Bowl, they started, like a lot of teams do, talk dynasty. And since they've been a heck of a team. They've been to another Super Bowl, lost in a conference title game. But I don't know if it's more up for the taking than this year.
Yeah, you know, it's a good question. I don't see them, and I haven't had one of their games this year, but I don't see them feeling the pressure. I think that if anything, everyone was picking Buffalo, and then they lost to Buffalo. I think that maybe that took a little bit of pressure off of them, where they, okay, probably not going to be the one seed. We're going to have to earn our way. We're not going to be the focus. We're not going to be the darlings. Well, very quietly, they've obviously come back to take over that top spot. So, you know, I think that Andy Reid is such a good coach. He's been through so many different experiences and, you know, different seasons in his career that he knows how to prepare his team, knows how to fire him, knows how to push the right buttons. I think Kadarius Toney is a great pickup. I mean, I think that, you know, I understand the Giants just weren't seeing eye to eye with him, but I think he could be a big part of their offense going forward. And I think they're going to play really well. I think ultimately we could be headed for another Buffalo-KC rematch.
Out of Buffalo, if you take Buffalo and KC out of the conversation, who's the team then that you trust the most in the AFC?
You know, I think you got to give Tennessee a lot of credit. And I know their division is not that good.
Vrabel's great. He's a great coach.
He's great. I mean, he's great. He's a great coach. I've had them a few times this year. I think that that team believes in Vrabel so much, and they've taken on his identity. They're hard-nosed. They're physical. They don't make excuses. I mean, they've had some key guys out the last couple weeks and have found ways to win. You know, I know it's not pretty, but when you have Derrick Henry and you have a physical defense that can force some takeaways and Ryan Tannehill doesn't turn the ball over that much, that's a recipe to win in the playoffs. I know that they're not a sexy pick, but I think they're a dangerous team.
Are the Ravens and Dolphins just playoff teams, or can you see them getting hot and get into a Super Bowl?
No, I think it's pretty wide open right now. I mean, I saw Miami and Detroit Halloween weekend. Their offense looked lights out. Met with Tyreek Hill before that game, and he looked at us and said, I think we can score 40 points a game. And we all kind of said, yeah, okay, 40 points a game. Well, look what they've done the last few weeks. I mean, they are capable of lighting up the scoreboard each and every week. And I'm going to see Baltimore next week in Jacksonville on Thanksgiving weekend. I saw them week one against the Jets, kind of a ho-hum game. I'm excited to see them again because I think they've grown a lot. I think Roquan Smith, the addition of him on that defense, you know, I think that this is going to be a tough team, and I think the schedule sets up favorably for Baltimore, too, to kind of climb the pecking order in the AFC. So, yeah, I think you can make a case for a lot of these teams, Zach, to really make a run, and it's just a question of who gets hot in January and maybe who gets home field.
Wrapping up with Andrew Catalan, we know the Packers aren't looking like they're going to be in the postseason. Now you start to get into the conversation of when do you start to actually play Jordan Love. Do you think that's a serious conversation that needs to be had or not yet?
I don't think so. Whether it's a conversation, maybe, but I don't think it's a decision they're going to make until much later in the year. You know, they're paying Rodgers. They want to play him, I think. And, you know, obviously it's a tough situation that 4-7, you don't think that they're going to be able to make a run, but I think it would be some time yet. We're not there yet to bring in Love.
When you look at the NFC, who do you think the three best teams are in the NFC, Andrew Catalan?
I definitely think Philadelphia is number one. I'd say San Francisco. I know their record isn't there yet, but I think that Kyle Shanahan's really building something. and they're trending in the right direction. I think that's a team that'll get hot down the stretch and then can make some noise. And then after that, I mean, that's a good question. I guess you got to put Minnesota in that as a third team, in my opinion. You know, that was a really wild win, as you referenced earlier, against Buffalo. But they seem to find ways to win close games. That's what I've seen a lot this year, teams that win and lose. It's just those close games. People, you know, whether you have the experience and guys that have been through it before makes such a difference. And, hey, give them credit. They're finding ways to win these close games, and I think that bodes well going forward.
Two more from Andrew. For Andrew Catalan, Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. Andrew has the call for Bills and Browns this weekend, game being moved to Detroit. Jets, Pats, what Zach Wilson do you see up against Belichick and the Pats?
Yeah, you know, I heard him talking this morning on Good Morning Football. It was Kyle Brandt. I thought he made a great point. Like, it's time for Zach Wilson to make some memorable moments, right? I mean, as Kyle said, his biggest moment so far has been catching a touchdown this season. I think you want to go out there, and yeah, or maybe he throws a pick or whatever, but I want to see some wow plays from Wilson. I think it's time for that. Obviously, it's a tough matchup. Belichick does so well against everybody, but especially against younger quarterbacks. That's going to be a fun one. I think that's a great game. I think it's a great matchup on CBS.
Before we let you run, I thought you handled it admirably, and I was laughing my ass off early in the year when you were dealing with the fans that were clowning Nathaniel Hackett counting down the play clock. I don't see how he's back next year, but when it comes to Russell Wilson, we know he will definitely be back next year. Well, what's the future of Russ? Because you talk about making plays. I just haven't seen it from Russell Wilson this year.
Yeah, I had them last week in the game against Tennessee. Yeah. And, yeah, that's a tough one. I mean, their defense is really good. I mean, that's the thing that's keeping them around. But the offense is a mess. I think Hackett's grown this year because he came from – I mean, early in the year was such a mess. I was impressed with some of the things he told us last week about how he realized that he was making mistakes early in the year. He brought in Jerry Rosberg to try to help him out, get him back on track. But still, it's all about results in this league, and their offense is, you know, scoring 14 points a game, and that just can't happen. I know that Javonte Williams went out, but, you know, they should be doing better on offense, and it's a messy situation. You've also got new owners that came in, so that's a whole different dynamic now in Denver. So they've got a really good defense. It'll be fascinating to see what they do offensively, whether it's that coach or around Russell Wilson, because there's no way he's going anywhere else with that contract.
Andrew Catalan, have a great call coming up on Sunday. Bills and Browns, we appreciate the time as always. Thank you.
All right, Zach, enjoy the games on Sunday.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football. Live and on demand. Wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
What makes your skin crawl? No matter how absurd, I want to know.
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or possums.
I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. You send me your fear.
I'm just so weirded out about the texture and how they can just move around and flop.
And then I go to the experts to learn how to overcome them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
It is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. It's time for a little Week 11 edition of This QB or That QB.
Z-Man, let's start with...
No music for this? I feel like we usually do music.
Oh, you want music? We can get music.
Yeah, like a little NFL music, get in a good mood. I'm actually going to change this game just for a second, but let me know when you have the music queued up, ready to go,
and you could play it whenever you want. Okay. Before we get to this QB or that QB, Hickey, would you rather have brisket or gumdrops?
Probably brisket. The gumdrops are not very good.
Oh. Would you rather have pork belly or gumdrops?
I've never had pork belly. It does not sound very good.
Oh, terrible take. It was delicious.
Pork belly?
Finally, would you rather have Prince Street Pizza or gumdrops?
Prince Street Pizza.
Folks, everything he just said, he didn't try. We had a delicious, we had a guy carving up meats today. We had a guy with pork belly, with brisket, making sandwiches in the station. It was great. One of the best sandwiches I've ever had. Hickey, not going to try it. Then they bring in pizza. Hickey, I'm not going to try it. And then I walk out into the hallway during the break, and I see Hot Take Hickey eating some gumdrops that were also out in the studio. How did you pass up on all that great, delicious food that was smelling so good in this office, and you ate the gumdrops, you child?
I wasn't hungry when the pork and the brisket
Make
were out.
Make yourself hungry.
Pizza is too messy to eat while I'm working because I don't want to grease my fingers and touch the computer. It's disgusting.
Stop.
I don't want to. Mraz
already
dirty...
messes up that studio.
That's
anyway.
Why I wipe it. The first thing I do when I get in here, I wipe everything down. So it's clean. I'm not going to make it dirty myself. So that's a thing that I don't like. Plus, I don't like touching things with my hands and eating pizza.
And you don't
it's
like brisket?
Problem.
Is that true?
I've had brisket once or twice. It's okay. At least, I mean, the ones I've had, it's sure the one was here today was better than what I've tried.
Yeah. You know, we're going to the Super Bowl together. We got to eat together in Glendale, Arizona. We need to get your palate ready. We need to get you in postseason form. Because right now, you're not even in preseason form.
I will do well in Phoenix.
You are the lineman that comes into camp needing to clear 350 pounds to get the incentives on his contract, and you're at 380 right now. That's the type
Wait,
of shape you're in right now.
Other, it'd be
yeah,
the other way.
But I mean, like, in terms of doing your job. You're not doing your job right now. You're
Phoenix
not eating the right food.
Will be a lot of Mexican food, I'm sure, / Spanish food. I am in on that.
I don't know.
Wait.
You really disappointed me in Las Vegas.
I had steak.
No.
We literally ate every meal together.
You weren't willing to try creme brulee. You weren't willing to try escargot.
No, it's not true. I've had creme brulee. I just didn't want it. I was not hungry. I was stuffed. The steak we got was a really good portion. I was stuffed. Sorry.
It's a good recommendation that I brought you to. Place was good.
It was a delicious restaurant.
Even though you got to work on your fine dining skills because you
don't want snail.
Spilled an entire cup of water, entire glass of water all over the table.
Well, I got excited. I was talking my hands. That's a shame on me. I'll make sure to, you know, chain my hands to the table.
Don't act like the Colts, all right, when we go to the Super Bowl.
Turning things over,
well,
I won't.
The Colts will be very far away from the Super Bowl anyway, so maybe they won't rub off on you and mess up the trip.
Only team with a coach has not ever lost a game in the NFL, so you tell me.
Okay.
This is the last day I probably have this joke, so I'm going to milk it as long as I can, all right?
You may want to work on your material.
You better hope the Colts don't win on Sunday.
When we're schmoozing going all these big fancy Super Bowl parties, I can't have you be telling these dad jokes, okay?
Jeff Saturday, as we're interviewing him, as he gets set to be at that point probably like 11-0, going to be 12-0 in the Super Bowl.
Like last year, I was in a room and there were a lot of A-list celebrities at this Super Bowl party. I can't have Hot Take Hickey being the guy at the party. They're like, oh, who brought that guy? Oh, yeah. It was me. Sorry. That's my producer.
No,
oh, that's Hot Take Hickey?
I will not
that
be
can't
that
be
person.
You.
If anything, I'll be more quiet and reserved than like
making an
embarrassment of myself.
We need you to be
saying the wrong thing at the wrong time to the wrong person.
We need you to be a social butterfly. We need you to try things. We need you to really pick up your game is what I'm saying. All right, you're going. I got you to Vegas. Now I got you to Glendale for the Super Bowl. We need you now to take your game up to the next level. The backup quarterback days are over. You're now a starter, and we need you to start playing like one because we're counting on you. Got it?
Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
That's real convincing. All right, give me the quarterbacks. Let's go.
All right, first one, this quarterback or that quarterback, remember, is just for this week and this week only. Mac Jones or Zach Wilson?
Wow, you really threw me under the bus playing that rejoin coming back from break.
Well, it's all about Mac Jones, mostly about your
Patriots' approach.
Yeah. Matt Patricia and Joe Judge. Oof.
So I think Mac Jones is a better game manager than Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson hasn't shown me enough to pick him. Not that Mac Jones has been great, but Zach Wilson cost them the game the last time these two teams played, so I'll go with Mac. Not a great ringing endorsement of Mac Jones, but I can only go with the quarterback that he's up against.
Jalen Hurts or Matt Ryan?
Not even close. Jalen Hurts in a second.
How about Jared Goff or Daniel Jones?
Danny Dimes. I'll take Danny Dimes. The ability to run and run at a ridiculous rate. Like he could go break 100 yards in a game, especially against that bad Detroit defense. There'll be some big plays. I know the offense runs through Saquon first, but I will trust Daniel Jones more than Jared Goff.
Taylor Heinicke or Davis Mills?
Taylor Ham Heinicke, which, how about that, that he has a quarterback advantage, but he is 3-1 as a starter, and Carson Wentz was 2-4, so I go Taylor Ham Heinicke.
Which quarterback would you rather have this week and this week only, Derek Carr or Russell Wilson?
Wow. Because before the start of the year, I would never have said that Derek Carr was a top 10 quarterback. I would have said Russell Wilson is a top 10 quarterback. Not that Derek Carr has been playing exceptional football, but Russell Wilson has been bad. Really bad. I would give the edge to Derek Carr in this one.
Three more. Maybe the best matchup of the weekend. Cowboys, Vikings, Dak Prescott, or Kirk Cousins?
This is the toughest one. Now, this doesn't mean who I necessarily think is going to win the game, right?
Who has the quarterback advantage? Which one would you rather have on your team for this game for this week?
Because for some reason, I do think the Cowboys are going to win the game. But I'm going to answer Kirk Cousins here. Kirk has just been the more consistent quarterback this year.
Does the game being at 4 o'clock Eastern change your mind at all?
Feel better if it's at 1 o'clock. Here's the good news, though. It's not 8:20.
That sure it is at home, which is nice. Does help a little bit. How about a Sunday night matchup? Patrick Mahomes versus Justin Herbert.
Mahomes. Mahomes, the best quarterback in the league. And Herbert, I thought, played well last week with really nothing around him, but it's Mahomes every day.
And finally, let's go under the impression that Kyler Murray will play Monday night in Mexico City. Which quarterback would you rather have on that Monday night tilt, Jimmy G or Kyler?
I think Kyler Murray is the better overall quarterback, but I can't trust Kyler Murray right now. There's too many all or nothing types of games where Jimmy G is, he could throw you out of a game, but he doesn't get enough opportunities really to do that. And he can make a crucial turnover if he has to throw the ball down the field late in a game. But once again, Jimmy G, I know what I'm getting for the most part. He's an above average kind of like game manager, wins games. Kyler Murray, he's a runaround making a lot of plays in the offense. It's a high octane offense, or it is just a complete dud. So I would go Jimmy Garoppolo on that one. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. That's a little this QB or that QB for week 11. We'll take a break. When we come on back, we will update you on the biggest stories in the world of sports with some audio. We call that segment the News Brief.
So my biggest fear is there's going to be snakes in the toilet.
We're all afraid of that one strange thing. I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new short 10-minute podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. We unpack where these fears come from.
A rat climbed into my toilet.
And learn how to manage them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back with our awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
So my biggest fear is there's going to be snakes in the toilet.
We're all afraid of that one strange thing. I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new short 10-minute podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. We unpack where these fears come from.
A rat climbed into my toilet.
And learn how to manage them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
This season, for the first time, you could hear every Westwood One NFL broadcast stream live for free. Mondays, Thursdays, Sunday nights, International Series, holiday triple headers, and every postseason game. Catch all the action on the Odyssey app and WestwoodOneSports.com via Westwood One station streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports, all sponsored by AutoZone. It's time to say goodnight to that check engine light with the free AutoZone Fix Finder service. It will help troubleshoot the likely cause of your light for free. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. So after the game last night, the Titans offensive coordinator was arrested coming back from Green Bay when he obviously got off the plane and I would imagine was driving home. Todd Downing, who called a great game, and he was arrested for DUI. Now, it's always just crazy to me. When you make this much money and when you're drinking, how you just don't get a car service. That to me, or call an Uber. And I have no sympathy for anyone that drives under the influence. And I've shared this before. My mother, when she was younger, she was driving and she got hit head on by a drunk driver. And she's lucky she went right through the windshield. She's lucky that she's alive. So I have no sympathy for anyone that's drinking and driving. And I guess here in this situation, Todd Downing is fortunate that he didn't harm anyone or harm himself. But to make a football point out of this, there is something I learned today that I never knew. And I was reading this via Mike Florio Hickey, and I don't know if you knew this either, because we just saw the videos of the Commanders flying back from their win and celebrating with Taylor Ham Heineke, after they beat the Eagles and they had him on the plane. And you saw him drinking a beer. Now, I always just assume when you're flying back on one of these chartered planes and, you know, these private jets, that when you fly back as a team, that they have everything at your disposal. And if you wanted a drink, you could easily have a drink. The NFL, I guess, has a rule that you're not allowed to give out drinks on that flight or be drinking alcohol on that flight, which is something I never knew, Hickey.
Same, especially like I said, you see, I feel like common videos, or at least you assume, big road win, like
you see partying, like right. Dancing, celebrating.
Soon there's drinking.
Yeah, you don't usually see the alcohol, but that was one last week where right away I saw that Todd Downing got arrested, and I go, oh, he must have been drinking on the flight back, because you see, well, clearly just the logistics of it, but you see last week Taylor Heineke drinking on the flight back.
I think Eli Manning's talked about stories of him and the linemen like getting, you know, a 12-pack of beer in the back of the bus after games. Like, I feel like plenty of players have talked about just
I know
drinking
it's different because
games.
It was after the NLCS and winning, but the 86 Mets, the story when they were flying back, they absolutely just destroyed the plane when they were advancing to the World Series.
I would want to, like, if I'm the Vikings, you just win that insane game of the Bills. You know what? The first thing I want to do is I don't have a beer. A little brewski, a little celebration toast on the plane ride. That has to be like the best 3-4 hour flight of your, you know, of the season.
Now, if it's just one beer, you'll be good, you know, assuming you're on a decent amount of time on a flight to then go drive home. But you do think about it that way. If you get too messed up on the flight, how the heck are you going to drive home? And that's where you just say you should take an Uber.
And I saw Buck Rising tweet this, who covers the Titans.
Yeah.
The Lyft offers Titans free rides. Like,
well,
the Titans
not
organization.
Only that, isn't, I don't know if this is still the case, but years ago, there used to be an anonymous car service that you get if you're ever out, if you're an NFL player.
Probably. So you're 100% right. The resources are easily there. You make enough money where $50
even if the resources
Uber
aren't
ride,
there,
like,
trust me,
it's not going to hurt you.
There's some nights I leave here when I'm completely sober. I'm always sober when I leave here, but I leave here, and let's say it's...
In case any bosses are listening, just for the record.
No, I'm always sober when I'm here. Like,
I swear.
That just came out the wrong way. What I was about to say was, when it's raining here and I don't want to walk to the subway and I only live, I'm an 8-minute Uber ride down the West Side Highway to get to my apartment and it's a 5-minute subway ride. There's some nights where I leave here and the Ubers, they want to charge you $35. And I can guarantee you this, like, I'm not making what these NFL players are making. So you could afford the Uber too. And that guy, he called it, regardless if he called it a good game or not, but he did call it a good game. Getting a lot of praise, and it goes right out the window because now you're an idiot. Because you're drinking and driving. Now, I saw this from Tom Pelissero, and you wonder how much is this the league starting to cover things up? Tom Pelissero just tweeted this out. The Commanders disciplined multiple players after social media videos showed them drinking on the flight from Monday night's win in Philadelphia, per sources. Ron Rivera reached out to the league Tuesday morning and addressed it in a team meeting. No NFL discipline coming. Is that after the fact? Hey, Ron, say you called us on Tuesday and you said that you disciplined the players. Is that what that is? And then maybe you make them run a few extra sprints or something after practice?
I mean, if that, yeah. There's no way that any sort of discipline or punishment came from that video. It's
maybe like
Bush
a fine.
Was like, but let us sponsor you, Taylor Heineken. They want to give him more beers in the next flight home.
Yeah, well, I'm going to imagine that's now going to be a little memo sent out to everyone.
Or
remember, you're not allowed to drink
video
on the plane. Yeah, but I'm going to say now teams are just going to be like, no alcohol on the plane. Because look what happened in Tennessee. Now, you would think, okay, if you drink, you'd be smart enough to know if you're that banged up, don't get in the car. But clearly your offensive coordinator did not make the right decision. And maybe, and I don't know the specifics of this, this is just all pure speculation, is there a chance that he wasn't drinking on the plane and then he went into his office afterwards and maybe was celebrating with a few of the other coaches or some peers and was drinking in the office? Like, doesn't make it any better, but it's maybe it wasn't on the plane. I'm just trying to think maybe ways that it happened outside of being on
either
the plane.
Either way, you're right. It doesn't make the NFL look good, whether it's at a facility, on the plane, on the bus. It
makes you look dumber. Like, if you had a drink on the plane back, by the time you land, okay, you think you're good, but if you then go into your office and rip like four shots and then get into a car, you're a dope. We all know that. Anyway, let's get to a news brief.
Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
Matt LaFleur is at a loss for words trying to describe the offensive performance of the Green Bay Packers.
Extremely disappointed right now to put on a performance like that. I don't even know what to say. It was nothing like a few days ago, and that's why you're only as good as your last game.
How overrated is Matt LaFleur, hot take, Hickey? You have no answers. You're supposed to be this great coach, right? 13-3. The guy doesn't lose. You got to give him all this praise. Innovative offense of mine. And you can't even find a way once Davante Adams leaves for your team to just prevent the ship from sinking. Like, I'm not asking the Packers to go win a Super Bowl. I'm asking you to compete for a playoff spot, and that's already out the window.
I think it all goes to show you, not that this was, we didn't think this to begin with, but Aaron Rodgers runs that offense. Like, whatever Aaron Rodgers wants to run, it's Matt LaFleur say, okay, fine, we'll do it. And now it's...
I'm not saying he's not sharp.
Right.
But you got to know what you're doing to some level to get that job. But I'll say that, yes, LaFleur is overrated, and that's why up until this year, and of course the moment I put him in, then he stinks. I have been holding off putting him in the top 10, and this year with some of the retirements and some of the firings, I'll put him in the top 10. I'll make him number 10. And he will be out of the top 10 very quickly because they're not going to make the playoffs this year. With that being said, though, you're probably right. The blame needs to start with Rodgers. Like, I blame Rodgers first before I blame LaFleur.
Same.
And I think a lot of people give Rodgers a pass. Well, if you're only going to praise Rodgers when things go well, when it doesn't go well, I'm not going to just all of a sudden be the only one and the only level of criticism I'm going to give is to the coach. You also got to rip the quarterback, too. Let's hear from that quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. He admits that he made some really poor throws last night.
I'm not going to make excuses about my thumb. It's been the same since New York. I don't know. I got to go back and look at it. I felt like fundamentally I was, in a good spot, but just didn't have the same type of consistent grip and ball coming out the same way. I threw a lot of kind of wobblers tonight, so just missed a few throws I should have had.
Aaron Rodgers gives his outlook on the final six games of the season with all this speculation that maybe Jordan Love sees the field.
Where do you go from here, Aaron?
Home.
Okay. Well, I mean, as a team, after, again, I know you talk about a lot, and you won a lot of games here. This is a pretty rare spot for you.
Yeah, season's not over. There's still 6 opportunities left. You know, we got a tough game. Got to go to Philly. Hopefully we can, these few days, get a little healthier, refresh the mind, and then obviously we got to win these next games. Can you? Yeah, I don't see why not.
And I don't think the conversation even starts in order to play Jordan Love until you're mathematically eliminated, and I would still keep on playing Rodgers to build this chemistry with some of these younger wide receivers. But Hickey, that's a bad look. Like, he looked like he cared last night, but when they ask you where you're going from here and he goes, home? You know, maybe he was just stupid in the moment, but Rodgers isn't a stupid guy. Say what you want about him. He's a deep thinker. That was a nice little troll job there by Aaron Rodgers.
I love it. In the moment, pissed off after a game, and you break that line out. Like,
4 fingers deep in the whiskey cup.
Every single time, right? Like, oh, where do you go from here, whatever team it is? I love it. He just goes, oh.
Aaron Rodgers asked about his feeling on getting booed by the fans.
It's not often you get booed. What's it like hearing those? Not you personally, but as a group.
Interesting. Best I can give you.
That's Roger saying, I'm not going to give my true thoughts on this because we lost. But interesting is, how dare you Packers fans boo me, the great Aaron Rodgers, right? Isn't that the only way to interpret it, Hickey?
He was pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting is the nicest way he could have put it.
But the booing is deserved.
Oh, without a doubt.
He
without
stunk. A doubt. LeBron James, because we all want LeBron James's opinion on Aaron Rodgers, says the Packers have let down Aaron Rodgers. This was on that alternative broadcast last night on Amazon.
I don't feel like it's a discredit when you got a transcendent franchise player like Aaron Rodgers, quarterback. Obviously, we know the quarterback position in the NFL, you know, besides if you had like a monster defensive end, you know what I'm saying, or a D-tackle like obviously Aaron Donald. That's the most important position in the NFL. So why wouldn't you surround that when you got the picks to maximize what he can do?
Are we still talking football, or are we talking basketball? Okay, I just wanted to make sure you wasn't talking.
I mean,
about
it definitely translates.
So in some part, he's right. But you could also say Rodgers, even in the midst of back-to-back MVP seasons, let down the Packers in the postseason. It wasn't because he didn't have more weapons. Scoring one touchdown last year and not going to Lazard and just firing the ball downfield to Adams is a bad decision. Going 3-and-out against the Bucs when you're down by 5 wasn't because he didn't have the talent. It's because the team didn't play well. Some of this is on Rodgers. I don't think we could always say, oh, they didn't get the talent. Like, they need more talent on that team. But a great player, when you pay him $50 million, should find a way to turn garbage into gold. Let's hear Sean McDermott on when the Bills will try to fly out to Detroit.
I mean, that's obviously TBD at this point. We want to head out tomorrow as close to the normal time as possible. However, again, seeing what's happening around us right now, just want to make sure that all the staff and players, families are safe and dug out before we want to, you know, try and get out of here, just so, you know, everyone's mind is in the right spot, knowing that their families are all safe.
And we'll see if they'll be able to get out. Tyler Columbus says Russell Wilson is using the wrong audibles, the former Broncos offensive lineman on Altitude Sports Radio.
Russell is losing his mind out there. He's losing his mind. He's at the line of scrimmage using audibles from the Seahawks. The guys don't know what the audibles are. He's using code words. The guys don't know what the code words
from
are.
From their last offense.
And they're coming back to the huddle and they're like, dude, what are you saying up there? We don't know what the play, we don't know what that is. He's losing his mind right now.
I wonder how he found that out, Hickey, Columbus.
I believe he said some players were, or someone in the organization was telling him that, and he was trying to confirm it, but that's not good.
I know it's tough to remove yourself when you're so used to something. Like when I first went to Sirius, I said CBS Sports Radio on my first show, but that's pretty bad when you get up to the line of scrimmage, you're using the Seahawks audibles.
What makes your skin crawl? No matter how absurd, I want to know.
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or possums.
I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. You send me your fear.
I'm just so weirded out about the texture and how they can just move around and flop.
And then I go to the experts to learn how to overcome them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football. Live and on demand. Wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today. Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football. Live and on demand. Wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.